When Mattis arrived in Iraq, Major General Swanick, the 82nd Airborne's commander, told him he had three pressing concerns about the Marines' contemplated approach. First, he said, "You guys need artillery. After seeing how we got mortared and rocketed in the evening, they decided to bring it," Swanick recalled. Second, he advised them to think twice about trying to institute the Marine Combined Action Platoon program. "I told them that the CAP program wouldn't work, that Al-Anbar province wasn't ready for it then, and maybe never, because they didn't want us downtown." Third, he vigorously objected to the Marine plan to wear green uniforms and black boots. "I told them that was a personal affront to me, and that a relief should be seamless," Swanick said. Mattis deferred to Swanick on the uniform issue, not wanting to cause a breach. "What I was trying to do was break the cycle of violence. He took it personally. I appreciated his candor." Mattis also maintained that he wasn't replicating the Vietnam-era CAP program, but adapting it, successfully in his view, to local cultural conditions. Each battalion would have one platoon that was given a 30-day course in Arab customs and language, and that unit in turn could help teach its company, and then the company could affect the entire battalion. Swanick thought he had done well in Fallujah. "I think Fallujah was being managed appropriately, with surgical operations based on precise intelligence," he said. Yet elsewhere in the U.S. military, there was a growing belief that the 82nd Airborne had lost control of the city. Abizade and Sanchez had been pressuring Swanick to do more about Fallujah, said an Army officer familiar with those exchanges. Mattis had a plan to handle the city. "I knew Fallujah would be tough," he recalled, "but he thought he could prevail through combining high-profile infrastructure projects, especially on electricity and water, with low-profile raids against specific individuals. We were going to use the softer forms, focus on lights and water, and go in with small teams to kill the bad guys at night." But, as it turned out, he would never get the chance to implement this approach. Instead, Fallujah went off the tracks almost immediately. In the view of some Marine officers, what would follow was a tragedy, beginning with a mistake and followed by death and retribution. Mattis's plan for Fallujah would become, for the Corps' commanders, a great lost opportunity, yet another of the many roads not taken. Marine commanders found that their broader plan for the pacification of Anbar province would be undercut by the chronic lack of troops. Colonel Tulin, commander of the 1st Marines, recalled that he had four basic missions: control major supply routes, MSR, develop Iraqi security forces, ISF, eliminate insurgent sanctuaries, and create jobs. The challenge was, when we controlled the MSRs and developed the ISF, there was no one left to eliminate sanctuaries or create jobs, so it was like whack-a-mole. And so, within weeks of arriving, the Marine Corps, which had wanted to go back to show how to work better with the people, would wind up instead involved in some of the most savage fighting U.S. troops had experienced in decades.